Blog Talk Radio.
At North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you, my friend?
Oh, I'm doing great. I had a wonderful day so far, and I've been busy, 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 but you know me, I like that.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Keep you busy.
And how
hopefully
have you
one day you'll be able to take a break.
I'm hoping for at least one day of just total relaxation. I don't know if it's going to be this year or next year.
we'll hope for this year. Let's strive for
absolutely.
This year. Hey, with that Mars and Sagittarius now, maybe you will get it, you know, that stop-and-go energy that it has. Maybe it'll stop you for a day.
I don't know. I have a feeling it's going to build momentum. It's going to hit my second house. It's going to hit my moon. Oh, my goodness.
That's true, it is. It's going to pass right on your moon
Yes. But the optimistic energy of this Mars, I love it. Because with it being in Scorpio, the last couple of weeks, some people have just been in these dark moods and doing a lot of inner soul searching, which is good, but not really coming to that optimistic epiphany where they can apply what they've learned through a new philosophy or a new attitude. And now that's available for the next 7 weeks. How cool is that?
Absolutely. It is. You know, Scorpio, with Mars and Scorpio, that Mars just gets so heavy. You know, in the beginning it's not so bad, but it's like an accumulation effect with the Mars. It just keeps plodding along with that fixed personality, and by the end of it, you're pretty tired of it. You know, you get all doom and gloom, and I've seen a lot of that with my clients too, that they've been just down and doom and gloom. So now they can really apply this, and I think it's a great time. The Mars in Sagittarius is such a fun and adventurous thing. You know, it leads to traveling. It leads to lots of joyous fun and celebration. So people are in a lot better mood when it comes to the Mars in Sagittarius.
You have to remember the trilogy of planetary energy I have in Gemini, in my eighth house, the psychic. So I suspect I am going to be very busy in this cycle.
I suspect you will as well, now that I take a look at that. Absolutely. It's going to definitely make your abilities much stronger. And that's the good part about it, is that it also gives us time to think about basic philosophies of life. Think about, you know, the bigger picture, and really look at, you know, seeing the greater being in everybody, and really striving for that humanitarianness in it, to really do what is right, to stand on what is good and what is firm. So here again, I think your advice will be well received, and people will listen to you more during this period of time.
And for some reason, I just feel like I'm so much more entertaining.
That's the great part about Sag. It's always entertaining.
It's interesting that Mars entered Sag with the moon in Gemini, too. You know, to me, that's just really great. We had a fantastic time at the chapel this morning. Then we had a psychic fair. We call it the Celebration of Light for a couple hours after. We had beautiful guest mediums there. Judy Coleman was there. Her friend Pat was there. My friend Patrice was doing aura photography. I was doing my little tiny deck in a top hat and a little astrological work, okay? Peggy Baker, she does this incredible light healing work from Astare, and so that was great. So we really had a nice time, and it was a great sharing time, and everybody was trying to peek through the clouds to see the sun and the off-trails. You could feel the shift already, even though it's not even been in there 24 hours.
Absolutely. You know, and I thought it was so appropriate as far as what we went through up here weather-wise, because the last few days have been gloomy and rainy and, you know, really not, you know, great weather. And then this morning, clouds started to drift away, the sun started to come out, and it was just like, you know, that nice change after the last few days in transition with that Sag, Mars and Sag.
Now, I have had problems sleeping for the last couple of nights, which is not usual for me. Usually I hit that pillow, I'm out like a light. But for some reason, I just felt restless, you know? I got up, checked on cats, went back to bed. Got up, checked on cats, went to bed.
Well,
it has a little bit of fighting here.
Both Mars and Sagittarius are both fire energy, so it's lighting a fire, so it's definitely going to, you know, and especially with that Sag moon of yours, it's going to ignite that fire, you know, so I could see why you'd be up and making sure everything is safe and secure for a little bit.
Exactly. Well, we have quite a few people on hold. Two of them signed.
Okay.
Excuse me. Two of them signed in at the exact same minute, so I'm not sure which one to take first. They've both been on hold for 21 minutes and 15 seconds.
That's funny.
I know. Well, I'm glad that they were so excited about getting on the show. You want to take one?
Sure, pick one.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hi, guys. It's Danielle. How are you?
Hey. Danielle, how are you?
I'm hanging in there, I guess.
Yeah? Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, help me. What's wrong with me?
Nothing's wrong with you. It's all good. It's just some things are a little bit more difficult than others.
Did you have a special question for us tonight?
What do you think I need help with? I'm miserable. What's causing the most problems?
Well, it's very, very short-lived from what it looks like to me, Danielle. Your chart is not that highly afflicted at all. Just the sun in Virgo right now is squaring your sun exactly in Gemini. Because of that, there can be a lot more worry and anxiety than normal. But that's leaving in a couple of days. It's going to go out of orb in about several days. So it's not like it's the end of the world. I mean, you don't even have a concentration of squares that I can perceive here. And Venus was squaring your Mars, but it's past that now. It's moving on. Jupiter's sitting on your ascendant. But again, there's not a lot of bad angles to it. It's already past the square to your moon. So what do you think, Jacqueline? I'm not really seeing it here.
I agree. I think part of it is the square that you were talking about. That's the first thing I saw as well. The other part that I think she's feeling that's giving her a little heaviness to that is the conjunction with Mars that's been going over the last week.
It's going over to Uranus,
Scorpio. And that's releasing, too, as well. Like Aphrodite was talking, I think the hardest part is now kind of releasing off of it. Jupiter's gone from your 12th to your 1st now. Mars is releasing off of Uranus, and that Sun square is going away. So, I wouldn't really be hard on yourself. I'd say, you know, what I am going to say about this is that it really was there to really make you feel, okay, this isn't what I want. I want something new, okay? And I think once Mars releases off of that Uranus, I think you're really going to find it, because it's also going to, in about 4 to 5 weeks, pass over your Neptune in your 5th house. And there's where I think you're going to find your real strong inspiration that you're looking for. Buddha will be direct, and it'll be going towards your 6th house of service, so I think you're going to find some inspiration in the next few weeks that is really going to empower you to launch something in about 6 to 7 weeks that are making you a lot happier than you are now.
Well, my
it's
back
all about
hurts.
Men.
So,
it's all about men, isn't it?
Yeah, and I live with one.
Yep. Well, see, the thing is, you know, you have to remember that Mars and Sag now, it's going to be opposing your natal Mars over the next week. They're both in square to transiting Neptune retrograde. So because of that, the veil is lifting. Excuse me. You have to look at this realistically. The moon passed over your Mars today, this morning. So you're over-processing mentally a lot of the stuff about the relationship, too, aren't you?
Yeah. I don't know what to do.
If in doubt, don't. Maybe it's not about doing. Maybe it's about being.
My back still hurts really bad.
And here again, I think the overanalyzation is putting pressure on your physical back. The sun is in Virgo. Virgo is your major health, okay? And so I think that you're overthinking the process and actually putting pressure on your back.
I can't even go swimming, and it hurts to walk and stuff. And you guys said to go out and do things, and it hurts too bad to go out and do things.
Chart right now, because there's not a lot of energy in Libra yet. Now, Mercury was there and interactive with you, and it's not showing up in the chart. So I feel, again, whatever you're experiencing in this relationship is making you flash back to another time when you felt immobilized. It doesn't seem like it's really cosmically supported, but it may be going on in your subconscious because of Mars being in Scorpio for so long, okay? Maybe these are things that you haven't released, burdens you need not carry anymore, and you're still not dropping them. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I do agree, I have to say. And think of this, especially now that this is releasing over the next few weeks, think of it as the same thing as that if you, you know, when you're going through physical therapy and it's very painful for you to take those first movements, those first steps. But I would do it in a short, you know, every day move a short period of time, even though it's extremely painful. I would work through the pain is what I'm trying to say. And then the next day, continue it on. Again, over the next few weeks, I think it's really going to change both your back as well as your mental health. And I think a lot of it has to do with the pressure you're putting on yourself. Again, I think that Aphrodite was correct that you haven't let things go, okay? To really set it free and go, okay, this is where I'm supposed to be and this is what I'm supposed to be doing, and walk on through it, okay, on a day-to-day basis, very much in the present. I think you'll find your results to be better. I think this Mars in Scorpio really affected you strongly and really pushed you down more than what it should have.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
I want to make another recommendation for you. I'm not so much sure that it's really the lower back. It seems more like the sciatic nerve may be inflamed. And if you go onto YouTube and you type in healing the lower back or the sciatic nerve, and you listen to something at the right megahertz, that music, it will help to alleviate it because the vibrational energy helps to remove the inflammation, helps you to relax. It's totally free. And because Randy's been doing a lot of research on that, Danielle, and he's been passing out things at the market and all that. So I would go in and look to see if there's some music that you can listen to, if you can get yourself in a comfortable position, that helps you so that you can get better sleep at night. I think some of this has to do with the fact that you're just tired because I think the pain is disturbing your sleep patterns and your powers of concentration. So this music might tremendously help you. So try that. It's free for everyone, and some of the music is like music you recognize, but they've renatured it to be the right vibration for the healing. You have to listen to the tones because sometimes those are boring. They have songs that they've actually renatured to that megahertz.
Okay, I can try that.
Yeah.
That's excellent. It's a very good idea. I agree with Aphrodite. That is such a good idea. Music can definitely, and tones can definitely change what you're going through very strongly. I so agree with that with you.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Well, God bless you, honey. Keep us posted, okay?
Okay. I appreciate you guys helping me.
Hang
in
there.
You're
welcome. All right. Hang
okay,
in there.
Thanks.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's been such a persistent problem, you know?
Yeah. You know, sometimes, you know, for us to be great, we have to really go far down into our depths of our soul and pull ourselves up from things that are extremely challenging to really get our joy. And
absolutely.
I think she's one that's really pulling herself up from for greatness.
Exactly. Ready for the next one?
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hey, ladies. This is Andy. Thanks for taking my call. How are you doing?
Hey. Great. How are you?
Hi, Andy.
Doing great. It's a gorgeous day. Just beautiful weather.
Awesome. Isn't that?
Just
that's a great
amazing.
Thing, because your weather's coming towards us.
You're just going to love it.
That's
I had
a
great quick
thing.
Question for you guys about this Mars moving into Sag. I have to schedule a little bit of a surgical thing, procedure for myself and also for one of my dogs. And I know Sag rules animals, although he's a little guy. I don't know if that's more of a Virgo thing or a Sag thing.
Well, Virgo does rule dogs, okay?
Oh, okay.
Just like Leo rules cats. And,
okay.
And also, yeah, and when you're looking at the chart, Mars is the surgeon's planet, okay? And
okay.
As soon as it entered Sag last night, it's in trine to your son, okay? Because you're an Aries,
oh.
Right?
Yeah.
And so it's in trine to your son, so that's good for you. And
okay.
The best time to have a procedure is when the moon is increasing in light.
Okay.
Okay. Now, what part of the body were you going to be operated on?
Well, mine is in the abdominal area, like the left lower quadrant, but it's more superficial.
Okay.
And it's interesting, my dog, he's a Sag. He's a November 24th birthday. He's an early
okay.
Sag.
Uh-huh.
And that poor little guy has to have a little tumor removed at the base of his tail. So that's kind of in a tender, you know, tender area.
Right.
So I'm actually more concerned about his than mine. Not because
is yours cosmetic?
Oh, not kind of, sort of, but not really. It's sort of adhering to some things, and it's just annoying. And you know, I've been advised that it probably needs to, you know, to come out. I'm not in any hurry. You know, if it were up to me, I would just ignore it for another couple of years, probably.
Wow.
Because I'm busy. But, you know, I certainly, I'm in healthcare, so I know better than to, you know, keep putting things off.
Yeah, I'm going to suggest, because I do think this is a good timing for this, okay?
Yes.
And I do also, even though you say it's somewhat, okay, I do feel this is going to enhance the physical beauty. You're going to feel better about your looks because of the surgery, okay?
Oh, cool.
And so I think that it is a good timing for it. I really do. I would do it. We have a Mercury going retrograde in October,
mm-hmm.
okay? So I would like to see it done in September or
okay.
after. I'm trying to think of the date. It's like the 24th. Or 25th, that Mercury goes direct.
26.
So at the end of October or
end of
26th.
October.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, it starts between the 5th and the 26th. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I would suggest not doing it under a Mercury retrograde, but any time before or after then I think would be ideal.
Excellent, excellent. And how about for the little four-legged guy?
Yeah, as far as your dog is concerned, the tailbone area, that chakra is ruled by Scorpio.
Okay.
And Saturn is there now, okay?
Right.
Sitting on your
right.
Neptune in your fifth house of pets, because they're like our little furry children.
Yes.
And
yes.
There's some nice trines and blessing lines going to your Chiron at this time. It's exact. I'd like to get him in there this week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because Venus is also going to be passing across your Mars and your Pluto in Virgo.
Yep.
Rules dogs, so they're going to show him a lot of attention, a lot of love. You're going to nurture him through it.
Yep.
What do you think, Jeff? I think it's a good mix here.
That was what I was going to say. I was going to say, as far as he's concerned, I would get him in as soon as possible and do it. This is a prime time for him. I wouldn't wait until after the Mercury retrograde. I would do it this next week.
Do it as soon as possible.
I think
yeah,
ideal.
He does
really
have his
do
own
well.
Personal nurse.
Oh, no wonder he's going to be so pampered.
I love it. I love it.
That works well.
That's great.
Yeah,
he is
quite a baby, fur baby. And he's a little bit older, but he's in really good shape. And so, you know, but you always kind of worry a little bit more with the older ones, with anesthesia and stuff like that. It takes them a little longer to recover. And so...
But there's really no hard aspects to make it be too difficult for him. You know,
right.
I really have to say everything is for his betterment.
Yes, absolutely. Well, thank you both so much. I really appreciate it. He is my pudding pie, that's for sure.
Ah, beautiful, beautiful. Well, keep us posted. Let us know how everything goes, okay?
You bet. Thank you both. You have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye-bye.
She's such a sweetheart. We have such great people to call in the show. Now, the next one is one of those 11111 numbers, maybe a Skype person. Let's see who it is.
Okay.
Probably me. It's
Good
probably
evening.
Me,
this
Deanna.
Is
how are you?
Hi,
I'm sorry. I blocked my call ID early in the week, and then I never changed it back. How are you?
Great.
How
about
you?
Well, I have to tell you this. I went to court on Tuesday, but it turned out I had forgotten to mail the other party the notice, so I have to do it again. So now it's going to be Thursday of this week. I know I've done it already. I hope I don't mess up some other way. But you continue to be right. Things keep getting put back.
Aha. Plot thickens.
So
this is
so
on
that,
the 18th?
That's where I am. On the 18th.
And what time?
9 o'clock, but it'll probably be more like 11 or 10:30, you know.
And that's in Miami?
Yes.
Okay. Take a peek.
I felt very dumb.
Very,
very dumb, but then I said, there's a reason.
You've got to trust your process.
Yeah, there's a reason.
Delays often serve you, okay?
Yeah.
I like it.
Good.
Oh,
I like
too.
Thursday. Yeah. I like Thursday. Venus is going to be sitting on your Saturn. Jupiter's getting closer to being in trine to your North Node and Uranus, which rules reversals. Okay? I like it.
You know, other than that, everything has been going better. I've been happier. But I still can't seem to get through the mess. Now, I know I have until the 15th of October, and if there are funds, I'll probably even postpone it a little later, but right now there are no other funds.
Okay, and I'm going to tell you this, because that's one of the things I was going to talk about, because we were talking about how Mars just went into Sagittarius. Well, Mars comes in conjunction with your fourth house cusp, and it's going. And Mars is going to travel through your fourth house of your home. And with that, I think it's going to give you a lot more energy. This is when I think over the next couple months, I think you're going to be ready and available to move. Again, the delays are there for a purpose. And I hate to keep preaching the same thing to you, but this is just another sign of that having faith, because things, even though they're not falling in the order that you'd like them to, and you get frustrated, oh, I should have cleaned this up, or I should have had this organized, or I should have done this, or I should have done that extra paperwork ahead of time, and now I have, you know, send it out to them, but I didn't. All these things are there for a purpose, and to teach you, okay, I'm just doing the right thing, even though it may not be, you know, what's right, you know, normally, it's right at the time. Because I think that also gave you that additional delay you needed. And I also think that your home is going to be done in the right time. Again, I'm going to reiterate to you, Deanna, have more faith. Everything is at the right place at the right time for the right reason.
I've had a little more faith because of your, you know, encouraging me. And also because I don't have too much more energy than what I do have, so I use it whenever I have it, and when I don't, I just, you know, sit still. But no, do you say that, I forgot exactly what words you use, Mars and Saturn, when do you see like a stepping ahead?
Well, I think, you know, here again, as far as in reference to your home, I think things are just starting on the fringes of moving. I think that things are going to start moving piece by piece forward for you as far as your home is concerned from now on, now that it's in Sagittarius and out of that Scorpion energy.
I think you need at least one woman to help you. You need a woman to help you. I agree.
Yesterday I met with a friend who could probably help me, but I you know, when I have, you know, funds to pay her with, I can't ask her to help me for nothing. This is huge and a lot of her time.
But there may be something else you can give her in exchange rather than money. There may be some things that you don't want to take in your move that she might like. You might want to feed her when she's there helping. Don't worry about that so much.
Get someone to help
would be available to help you. So make an exchange. Show your appreciation in a way that you know your funds are low, but say, I don't have a lot of money, but I have this you might like, or I have this you might like, things that you might not want to take with you. Okay? So think about that. Okay?
When do you see that I will start at least, you know, planning the move and doing everything? Do you see my energy improving over the next 15 days?
Yes.
Okay.
The moon is going to be opposing your Gemini moon. That's why you need two sets of hands. You need yours and this woman. Venus is also kissing your Saturn in the second house of real estate. Okay? That Venus on the outer wheel is kissing your Saturn. So this woman is coming in to help you to reestablish yourself. These things are happening fairly simultaneously, but it starts tomorrow. So if this woman already offered, you need to connect with her and set it up tomorrow. Easy.
Okay. I will talk to her today. I don't think that I can start this week, not until I go through the court thing. Plus, you know, this is kind of traumatic. But, yes, I did mention something to her, and I'll talk to her again today. She's godsend.
Great. Wonderful. See? Faith works. Thanks, Jacqueline.
Yes. Thank you.
Renewal retard.
He's healthier for you to be busy. So you want to wait until after Thursday. I think you are better off starting earlier because you're better when you're busy with that Saturn and Mars both in Virgo. Even if you don't do that much, you just get together, you decide how you're going to compartmentalize it, you meet together, maybe you make her a little breakfast, a little lunch. I just think it's a good idea for you not to sit in the worry until Thursday, Deanna, and it's not healthy for you.
I will try. I will try. I know
see
she takes
if you can,
care of her.
Well, let, let her schedule help you. Say, I would love it whenever you can do it, at your earliest convenience, and then let her speak. Okay? Now, if she says, oh, Tuesday is a great day, let her come.
Okay.
Okay? All right.
Send out an SOS, and that's, you know, the initiation of everything. What was it, YouTube, that you were telling the person to look at for the sciatica?
Yes.
Sagittarius
rules the sciatic nerve and the hip joints. Okay?
And the YouTube was?
Say again?
You told her watch something on YouTube, but I didn't catch it.
Yes. There's different megahertz of vibration that help
right.
to heal different parts of the body. So when you go onto YouTube, you put in healing music and the part of the body, and she show up right on your right-hand navigation.
Excellent.
And some of it's music that's been renatured. Some of it is just toning. But they all carry the vibration. So whatever you choose to listen to will serve you.
I believe in that. Thank you very much for repeating that for me. I hope someone
you're
else,
welcome,
you know,
honey.
Makes
you're
use
welcome
of it.
You're welcome always. Okay.
Thank you. I'll keep on listening, and I'll talk
right,
to you again next week.
Pop you on hold.
Okay.
But hugs to both of you.
Blessings to you, honey. All right, bye.
Bye.
I gotta say, what a blessing. She's amazing. Holding on tight. Just beautiful.
Absolutely. She's still got it.
So you ready for the next one?
Let's do it.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air. Hello? Area code 561 714. Are you there? Perhaps they just wanted to listen.
Perhaps.
What I'm going to do, in the name of surety, is I'm going to put them back on hold. That way, if they are busy doing something else, fielding another call, we can pick them back up a little later.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay. And the next one is also 561 area code.
All righty.
Good evening, this is the Illumination Station. You're on the air. Hello? Are you there?
Oh, wow. Hello, West Palm Beach.
561212, are you there? Wow. Maybe they just want to listen. I don't know. The first one just disappeared. Okay. So we'll take them off the list. And,
okay.
Back on hold
How
for now. There's plenty of people on hold. Don't worry. We're not going to run out of readings tonight. Okay. Ay, ay, ay. Okay. Let's go with another area code for a change.
Gotta love that Gemini moon.
Yeah. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Yes, hello?
Hi there.
Hi.
You're out here. How you doing? Okay.
Good.
I think I was in the Twilight Zone there for a moment. Who am I speaking with?
Elfina.
And did you have a special question for us tonight?
Yes. I'm actually calling in regards to relationship.
I don't have your birth information.
Neither do I.
Why?
December 8, 1987.
And the time?
9:04 a.m.
Ooh, I love those exact birth times.
And what city were you born in?
Tuba City.
Tuba City.
Arizona.
And
you still live here now?
No, it's tuba, like as in the instrument, T-U-B-A.
Oh, Gotcha.
And do you still live there now?
No.
Where do you live now?
I still live in Arizona, but yeah.
Over 50 miles away?
No, not really.
Oh, okay.
And what about the other person?
June 21st, 1984.
And by chance, do you have their time?
2:33 p.m.
And what city were they born in?
Claremore, Oklahoma.
Two words?
It's one word.
What was that?
Do they
one
still
word?
Live there?
No, they actually live in Shawnee, Oklahoma right now.
Okay. That's going to change the chart considerably. Okay. Thank you.
I still haven't found Claremore.
C-L-A-R-E-M-O-R-E, I believe?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Always a challenge. Okay, how long have you been seeing this person?
We've known each other close to like a year and a half.
The chart, the compatibility chart is pretty impressive. Very clear lines, okay? So what is your biggest question?
I'm wondering, what's the biggest, obstacle we kind of have to face according to our charts and stuff? Like,
I'd have to say the biggest thing that you two have to face is allowing each other to be each other, okay? The biggest thing here is there's a lot of oppositions along with them, okay?
Yes.
So what you bring a little bit different of a flavor than he brings to the table, okay? But both of you two together really work well together, okay?
Yes.
This guy's highly intuitive. And he actually opens up your intuitive abilities very strongly, which is so good.
Yes.
Okay? He's greatly to your advantage. His Venus is conjunct. Your Venus is conjunct as part of fortune. The interesting of the Mars conjunction is that sometimes the two of you can take each other more suspiciously than what you should. Okay? Keep the lines of communication very open. Between the two of you and allowing each other to trust that the two of you work well together. Because, again, here, I like this. You make each other better individuals, period.
That's true.
Things that you wouldn't think of, he thinks of. Things that he doesn't think of, you think of. So it's this real complementary kind of thing. So, let it balance itself out and trust the relationship is what I'm going to say. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Well, I looked at the two charts superimposed with the transits. And it's interesting because his Jupiter sits on your Venus, and Pluto is retrograde there until the 22nd of this month. So for you to call, this is a very auspicious time for you to call, because you are trying to figure out if you can allow yourself to be happy. Will the commitment stand? These kinds of questions, foundation questions, are in you. I see it. But I really think that
we're making plans on taking this to the school and stuff, and I know that we will be together. It's just I was kind of wanting more to, like, what to really focus on, like, because I know there's certain things about us that we're different, but in a lot of ways we do go well together.
Exactly right. So you're creating a new foundation. to create abundance, okay? And you're going to do it out of love, and each one of your skills will serve how you're moving forward. And this is a time to be, I want to say, a little bit flexible in the planning of things, but keep to the core value, okay? Keep to the topic of how you're going to put things together. Opposites attract in the zodiac, okay? And often you play off each other because you are so different. And I think that that's great. You have a tremendously optimistic spirit on one hand, but you have Capricorn ascending with Neptune there. So because of that, if you can dream it, you can create it in a very real way, and it will last a long time. He's got a lot of planetary energy in Cancer. So you working with him is going to increase his security. But both of you deep down are old souls. You're very psychic intuitive. So as Jacqueline pointed out, the deeper the conversations are, the less stress you put on having to make an immediate command decision, the better. Do you follow me?
Yes.
Cool. But I love the charts.
I do. You guys, you know, I have a sun opposition sun relationship that is probably the best relationship I've ever had. And one of the things that we had to learn about that was is that we do things a little bit differently, you know. And
yeah,
I have to allow him to do it in his form or his style, and he allows me to do it in my form or my style. And we trust the process that it's nothing that's going to harm us or hurt us. And so it may not be the way you like it or the way you wanted it, but it works, okay? And so you kind of just, again here, keep that balance of, okay, is it any big deal? No, then really let him do it, you know, and vice versa for him to you.
Okay.
Of course, Mars just moved into your sign last night. It's going to be there for about 7 weeks. So it's all about action, decision-making, keeping your sense of humor, looking at different possibilities, and looking at the philosophy that surrounds what you're creating. It's going to be a fantastic time for you. And I feel the more excited and positive that you get about it, the more he will.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
I'd run with the ball. Run with the ball. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. And keep us posted. Give us a call back in the next week or two and let us know how things are going.
Yes, I will.
All right. God bless. Awesome. These people are so incredible. The next person is somebody we know. Wow. All right.
Okay.
It's the Illumination Station. How can we help you? You're on the air.
Hello.
Hey there. How you doing?
Hey. I'm good. You know what I think the problem is? Why people aren't answering? It doesn't say unmute anymore. It's just like it just does a little beep.
Huh. That's
yeah. Weird. Normally when you're answering a call, it says unmute, and that's how I know that I'm up. Well, today it didn't do anything. It just, there was a little beep, and I'm like, the only reason I thought knew that you were talking to me is the indication was that, you know, you said, this is someone we know.
Well, you know what it is? They changed the whole interface since last week. When I first signed on, they had a tutorial going on, so they've altered the interface and might have not all the bugs are worked out yet, but that's why I kept people on hold, because I felt that there was intention, but I couldn't connect. Yeah.
Yeah, well, reiterate to everyone that they're not going to hear unmute. They're going to hear just a little beep. It was just a little beep. That's all it was. So.
Thank you so much for letting us know this. Wow.
Well, see, I was supposed to call today, if not only for that. Problem solver. Anyway, yeah, I just have a quick question. I won't keep you guys. Job-wise, I'm Jacqueline, do you remember my information?
March 14, 54?
Oh, gosh. You guys have minds like steel traps, ladies.
Took me a second to recognize your voice, but I thought I had you.
Anyway, I applied and I was interviewed, and I didn't get the position I wanted, but they have other positions open. And evidently this week, I guess he's going to be making callbacks. I haven't really seen anything else that is suited for me to apply for. I'm actively looking, but just wondering what you see, and that the and boy, have I been just like, well, Miss Doom and Gloom. So you guys are right. So I'm happy to hear Sagittarius is going to exert its happy influence here coming up.
You're going to go through Mars trining your moon in Leo, and then connecting with your Mars in the second house of how you earn your daily bread. That's awesome.
That's coming up?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
This week you're going to be in a grand trine with your moon, Venus, and Mars in that second house of how you earn your daily bread, which is awesome. So there may be more than one place that they're willing to put you. In other words, there may be one position you were interested in, but they might talk to you about another one. Usually when you have a mutable trine like that, more than one opportunity can present itself at the same time, even with the same company. So that's cool. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Okay.
Oh, I am in so much agreement with this. Natally wise, in your chart, not in your chart in Washington, but in your natal chart, Mars just moved in to your first house, okay, which means that this is a time where things are going to start to shift and change for you. And Chiron's just coming up on your sun, so things are transforming and changing as far as you're concerned. The other conjunction that's coming up, which one of the things I wanted to talk about is because it has been heavy for you and it has been challenging for you, but within the next 10, 12 hours, the moon is going to go over your Jupiter.
Yay!
And emotionally, there's the shift. And so that heaviness is actually, over tonight, going to shift and change. Tomorrow, you should feel a little bit differently emotionally. You should feel a lot more empowered. So don't let it get you down, because here again, you're right around this corner. Everything's turning right on you, so in your favor.
Good.
So really,
okay.
It's right on top of you. Don't fret it anymore.
Yay. Okay, what time frame are you looking at? I'm actually flying down to see my daughter and her family on Wednesday, and I'll be gone 5 days. They'll still be able to contact me.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Traveling during this period of time is a good thing for you.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
So when do you see this happening, though, is what I'm asking.
It could happen within
the next week.
It could even happen within the next week that you would get word over the next week. It may take a couple of weeks to manifest, but just make sure you're getting all your calls. And, if it's meant to be, Deb, you can't blow it. They're going to connect with you. You're going to connect with them. Don't worry about that part. Go and enjoy your family,
thank
too.
You.
That's fine.
You know me.
Okay. I know you.
You called me. You called me on that one. Yeah, I'm like, okay. What is?
You're
that's
fine.
That's fine. Okay, great. Thank you, lady. You do great work.
All right, God bless.
So happy.
We'll chat soon, honey.
All right.
Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Oh, you too. Bye-bye.
She's doing the right thing and doesn't even know it. Funny.
Yeah, well, she intuitively knows it, but, it's like most of these people that call in, they're very intuitive, but they want our confirmation, and that's great, because I like that, too. Like, when I talk to you, will you confirm things with me when we're chatting before we even go on the show? It's great to have that confirmation from another person that's also very intuitive and has their own skills. It's great.
That's true.
You ready for the next one?
Okay, let's do it.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Good evening. This is Jessica. And
hello, Jessica. How you doing tonight?
Hi, I'm all right. I'm happy I got on. That's great. Thanks.
You're welcome. Now,
my birthday is July 16th. I should be in your system.
Yep. I got you.
Great.
So you had a question for us tonight?
Are you still living in New York?
No, you could have it as that, or Paramus, New Jersey.
Okay.
Just curious what you see. A lot's been going on this last week. The moon really affected me like it has. Well, it usually does, but the last two moons and this last one was whoa. So just curious what you see. Career, finances, family.
Well, in this last full moon, Natalie went right into your second house of your personal values and beliefs, so it hits you real personally to make you question your own personal values and beliefs. I'm going to tell you this. It was there to teach you that you know what's right and wrong. You know what's right for you and what's best for you. So realize that this is a real personal cycle you are on until the next full moon as far as this is. It's all about you, okay? One of the things that's going to happen here is that Pluto is going to go direct on the 21st or 22nd of this month.
Exactly.
That is going to make the change you're looking for. Okay? So by
what
the end
of
this
change,
month...
though? Because I just feel like sometimes I feel like I'm taking it day by day, like holding on of like, oh, my God, please let it... I want the change, but there's been home things going on because I'm staying with my parents right now. They don't really want me here. So I need to be able to have a home until a new job opportunity opens for me. And so there's been some fears around that.
And I'm going to say this. If you notice a pattern in your life, because you have Mars at 29 degrees Taurus, okay? And 29 degrees is a critical degree. One of the things about your life is everything that you've ever gotten that's been beneficial to you has been at the last moment. Okay? It's there for a purpose and there for a reason is what I'm trying to say as far as that's concerned. I understand you're looking for the home situation, but I'm going to tell you, I think the work situation is going to shift here. I think
yeah,
that's
oh,
the bigger
amen. Point. Yes.
Okay, so I am not as concerned as far as your home situation is concerned more than the career situation. I think that's what you've been waiting for, and I think that's going to make the foundational change that you've been looking for. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Well, because Mercury is transiting her ninth house and moving into trine with Jupiter and Gemini in her sixth house of work and service, you could get more than one opportunity almost simultaneously. And I do think that would be an expansion for you. And I think that you would feel very good about it mentally with everything that's said in that meeting. I'm not so much concerned about the home you're living in. I'm concerned about the neighborhood or the lifestyle that you embrace, okay? Because right now the lifestyle that you're in is not a fit at all, okay? Jupiter is right now in Leo, and it's sitting very close to your Mercury. And there's all these trines to your third house of your lifestyle, your neighborhood, the kind of community that you'd want to live in. So if the jobs are a relocation or in a different area, even close to where you live, these are the things you're going to have to consider when you take the job, right? Because to me, they seems like they're going more hand in hand than right now you envision. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that is actually what I've been envisioning, and I've been like, please, let's bring it along. Yeah, I definitely have been daydreaming about the community I want to be in and around. So, yeah, I'm right there with you.
That's your target for the job. That's your target for the job.
Okay.
Because you get the job, then you make the move. Boom, boom, done.
That's what's been coming to me for months and months and months, but I'm
right.
ready for it. I've been praying about it.
I think you're dead right about it, and I think, again, you know, you're a Cancer sun like I am, but you've got three major planets in Leo, and Jupiter being there, Jupiter is the gift giver of the zodiac. It's the major benefit of the zodiac. So it's trying to move you into a place where you can really flower with the lifestyle, the culture, the creativity, the friendship and family energy, all of the above, but also work a job that really is mentally stimulating. You need that so bad.
Yes.
Okay?
Amen.
So I think that it's all working in the right direction here, and I think it's coming upon you. The next few weeks, you're going to be golden.
Okay. From your mouth to God's ears, right? That's that saying.
Absolutely.
You're doing the right thing. Keep that visualization. Keep that physical plan. Again here, you're right there. And I know that when it's been going on this long, it feels a little hopeless. But it's like the light is right at the end of the tunnel. You're right on the verge of everything shifting for you. So keep that faith.
Well, that's
with
what
that.
I was thinking. I said for this whole year, all of 2014 is about focusing on this. I mean, I've had this vision for a long time, but all of 2014 has been like, okay, come on, keeping the faith. And what a crazy year, you know? I mean, I understand we have to get prepared for it, but geez.
Yeah, it was a little slow in moving. I can appreciate that.
So you have to remember that Jupiter, planet of good fortune and abundance, also magnifies everything it touches. In the first half of this year, it was still in Cancer. So it was bringing out all your insecurities. Now it's in Leo, where you can be brave and strong and kind and creative. Okay, it just shifted over the last 6 weeks. So this is your time to manifest that.
Okay, that's what I've been saying. So, all right, wonderful. Good news. Thank you.
Well, God bless you. You have a great night.
Bless you, too. You too. Bye-bye.
Well, at the top of the hour, we only have 3 minutes left, so I think we should tell people where they can find us. And also let us know when you're going back to South Florida.
sometime in October.
Okay. During the Mercury retrograde, are you crazy?
Oh, I know. I won't be able to get away before Mercury goes retrograde, and I have to be there while Mercury is retrograde, so it kind of leaves me to have to travel under Mercury retrograde this year. It's a matter of caution. You know, it's not that, you know, the worst thing could happen or anything else under Mercury retrograde, but here again, I understand the patience of it, and because of the seasons and the way it is, on occasion, and it's not, I think this is my third time ever that I've had to travel under a Mercury retrograde to back or forth in all the years I've been traveling back and forth from Ohio to Florida. So it's not too bad, but I will be sometime about mid-October arriving back in Florida and enjoying my nice warm lifestyle in Florida. So whether I'm here or there, anybody could always call me at 772-286-2720. And how about you? You've got a lot of things going, Aphrodite. Why don't you tell them about
some
of the things you've got going?
I sure do. I can always be reached at 540-400-010. And if you go to aphrodite.com, to my events page, you'll see all the events I'm doing. There's a lot of them right now. But I am going down to South Florida the week before Thanksgiving, and I'm going to see you then, Jacqueline.
Absolutely. I can't wait. It's always fun to spend time with you when you come down.
Exactly. We have this twice-a-year reunion thing that's just awesome.
I'm still trying to get a little vacation in between the two to where I can stop by and say hi a couple days, you know, and we could spend some time in your neck of the woods, but over the last few years, I haven't been able to yet, so maybe this year under a Mercury retrograde.
You can make it happen, exactly. Well, this has been the Illumination Station. We're going to be here next Sunday night from 6 to 7. We appreciate our followers, our callers, and all those that need our help, and also just want to give us some input about what they're doing spiritually. We're here to help you be guided and be prosperous in all your ways. So until next week.
Have a good week.
God bless. Good night.